Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today inshallah we will continue to learn about the first aspect of the belief in Allah's decree, which is Allah's knowledge. Last week we learned about the unlimited knowledge of Allah regarding the universe. Today, inshallah, we will learn about the unlimited knowledge of Allah regarding mankind. And inshallah, we will start to learn about the five keys of the unseen, which only Allah, the All-Knower, seen. Inshallah, this knowledge will give us a lot of benefit in our daily life, as inshallah we will learn in the coming class. Today inshallah we will learn the following. Number one, a verse which is related to the greatness of Allah's knowledge, and we will learn some verses of the Holy Quran which will remind us about how Allah knows about us, the mankind, and also inshallah we will learn about what are the five keys of the answer. Rahman Rahim. Inshallah we will start by learning about surah number 31, verse number 27, to remember the unlimited knowledge of Allah.
بالله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أنما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمده من بعده سبعة أبحر ما نفذت كلمات الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
صدق الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And if whatever trees upon the earth were bends and the sea was ink replenished therefore by seven more seas, the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The meaning of this verse of the Quran is that even if all the trees on the earth were made into bends, and the sea was made into ink and topped up with seven more like it, and they were used to write the words of Allah showing his knowledge, the pens would break and the ink would run dry even if more were brought. This is the proof that there is no limit for the knowledge of Allah. Actually, again, sisters, if we try to clarify the meaning of this verse of the Quran, let us try to imagine all the trees on the earth, which are billions of the trees. If all these bends are transformed or made to be in the form of bends, like a bend, and also if all the seas, the water of the seas all over the earth multiplied by seven, if they are all become in the form of ink, okay, all these pens and all this ink will finish without writing all the words of Allah. This means that the words of Allah are more than the ink of seven, the ink of all the seas on the earth multiplied by seven, and all the wood of the trees, if they are transformed into pens. This is the clarification of the unlimited knowledge of Allah the Almighty. Let us learn now from the Holy Quran about the knowledge of Allah regarding men. We will start by recitation from Surah number 6, verse number 3. Surah Al-An'am, Surah number 6, verse number 3.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa huwa Allahu fis samawati wa fil ard. يعلم سركم وجهركم ويعلم ما تكسبون.
And he is Allah, the only deity in the heavens and the earth. He knows your secret and what you make public, and he knows that which you earn. We will recite again from Surah number 19, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 74. Surah number 19, Surah An-Nahl is Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 74.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا تضربوا لله الأمثال إن الله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
So don't assert similarities to Allah. Indeed, Allah knows and you don't know. These are verses of the Quran which are clarifying that Allah knows everything regarding man and we don't know. We will recite also from Surah number 21, Surah Al-Anbiya, the Prophets, verse number 110. Surah number 21, verse number 110.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه يعلم الجهر من القول ويعلم ما تكتمون.
Indeed, Allah knows what is declared of speech and He knows what you conceal. We will continue also from Surah number 40, Surah Ghafir, verse number 19. Surah number 40, we are learning more and more from the verses of the Quran, so that the fact that Allah knows everything about man more than what we can imagine will be clear to the spirit of every one of us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He knows that which deceives the eyes and what the hearts conceal. Okay, and actually, sister, this is a very special knowledge which only Allah knows. We will recite also. Yes. Actually, sisters, from these verses of the Quran, we learn the following. Allah knows what every human does and what he announces and utters with his tongue. Allah knows what every human hides in his heart, the secrets and the intention. Allah knows the fraud of the eyes. This means that Allah knows our secrets, Allah knows our intentions, Allah knows about us everything. We will keep on learning about the knowledge of Allah from Surah Taha, Surah number 20, verse number 43. Surah number 20, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 46.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
Actually, in order to understand the meaning of this verse of the Quran, we will again recite from verse number 43 to verse number 46.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى قالا ربنا إننا نخاف أن يفرط علينا أو أن يطغى قال لا تخافا إنني معكما أسمع وأرى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Go, both of you, this is Prophet Musa and his brother Harun. Go, both of you, to Pharaoh. Indeed, he has transgressed. And speak to him with gentle speak, that perhaps he may be reminded or fear Allah. They said, Our Lord, indeed we are afraid that he will hasten punishment against us or that he will transgress. Allah said, Fear not. Indeed, I am with you, both I hear and I see. Actually, in these verses of the Quran, Allah the Almighty is sending the message to Prophet Musa and his brother Harun and also to every one of us Muslims that Allah is with every one of us. Allah hears everything and Allah sees everything. Allah knows everything by His knowledge. So we are supposed all the time to feel the presence of Allah with us and to be sure that Allah knows everything and not to be afraid of anyone. Now we will recite in detail about the knowledge of Allah regarding the mankind, and we will start by recitation from Surah number 66, verse number 3 and 4.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ أسر النبي إلى بعض أزواجه حديثا فلما نبأت به وأظهره الله عليه عرف بعضه وأعرض عن بعض فلما نبأها به قالت من أنبأك هذا قال نبأني العليم الخبير إن تتوبا إلى الله فقد صغت قلوبكما وإن تظاهرا عليه فإن الله هو مولاه وجبريل وصالح المؤمنين والملائكة بعد ذلك ظهير.
صدق الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And remember when the Prophet confided to one of his wives a confided to one of his wife's a statement, and when she informed another of it, and Allah showed it to him, he made known part of it and ignored a part. And when he informed her about it, she said, "Who told you this?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I was informed by the knowing, the aware." If you two wives repent to Allah, it is best, for your hearts have repented. But if you cooperate against him, then indeed Allah is his protector, and Jibreel and the righteous of the believers and the angels moreover are his assistants. Actually, this is the story of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he informed one of his wife about a special matter, and he asked her to keep it as a secret. But she went and informed another wife about the matter, and actually Allah the Almighty informed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about all the matter, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that to that wife about what she did. So she asked him, "Who told you?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "The all knower, the all aware, Allah told me about it." And then Allah the Almighty was sending a message to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if they try to make a plot against you, so don't care for them, because Allah is your protector, and Jibreel and the righteous of the believers and the angels and your assistants. So this is a proof that Allah the Almighty knows everything. Allah the Almighty hears everything. Allah the Almighty, He sees everything. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. None can escape the knowledge of Allah. We will learn again about the knowledge of Allah regarding mankind from Surah number 43, verse number, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 80. Surah number 43, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verse number 8.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم يحسبون أننا لا نسمع سرهم ونجواهم بلى ورسلنا لديهم يكتبون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Or do they think that we hear not their secrets and their private conversations? Yes, we do. And our messengers are, that is to say the angels, are with them recording. Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us again here that He knows our secrets and our private conversations, and He hears all these secrets and conversations. And also the angels are recording our secrets and our private conversations, so that on the Day of Judgment, Allah the Almighty will question us about our conversations and about our secrets. We will recite again now regarding the knowledge of Allah regarding mankind from Surah number 58. We will recite verse 1 and then verse 7. We will start by verse 1, Surah number 58, verse number 7. Surah number 58, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Al-Mujadila. We will start by verse number 1.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما وركما إن الله سميع بصير.
Certainly hath Allah heard the speech of the one who argues with you, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning her husband, and directs her complaint to Allah, and Allah hears your dialogue. Indeed, Allah is hearing and seeing. Actually, this is the story of a woman whom she went to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain about her husband, or concerning her husband. And actually, Sayyida Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was in the room, the same room with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that woman whom she's coming to complain. And Sayyida Aisha was actually sitting in one corner in that room, away from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that woman, but still in the same room. Sayyida Aisha, she said that she can't hear the dialogue between that woman and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in spite of the fact that she was in the same room. Allah the Almighty sent this verse of the Quran to prove that He has all the knowledge of everything, and Allah is saying that He has heard the speech of that woman, and Allah actually sent the solution for her problem from the heavens. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to give her point, his point of view, but instead Allah, who knows everything, He sent the solution or the answer for that woman, okay, from the heavens. The fact in this verse of the Quran is that Allah knows everything, Allah hears everything. Even if you are with someone in the same room, maybe you cannot hear the dialogue of two people, but Allah, He knows everything, and Allah actually answered everything. Now we will recite from the same surah, chapter of the Quran, chapter 58. We will recite from verse number 7 in order to know more about the knowledge of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Ma yakunu min najwa thalathatin illa huwa rabi'uhum ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Have you not considered that Allah knows what is in the heavens and what is on the earth? There is no private conversation three, but that He is the fourth of them, nor are there five, but that He is the sixth of them, and not less than that, and no more, except that He is with them in knowledge wherever they are. Then He will inform them of what they did on the day of resurrection. Indeed, Allah is of all things knowing. Allah the Almighty actually is sending to us a very important message, that for our private conversations which we try to hide from the rest of the people, we must be sure that Allah is with us, and Allah hears everything, and Allah knows what we are saying word by word, and actually Allah records everything. So if there are three people whom they are having a private conversation, they must be sure that Allah is the fourth of them. If there are five, Allah is the sixth of them. If there are seven, Allah is the eighth of them. Allah is with every one of us all the time, even in our private conversation, because Allah is the all-knower. So when this fact is clear to our spirit, we must be all the time try to respect that Allah is with us, regarding what we are saying, regarding our intentions, regarding our plans. We must all the time be aware that Allah is with us. So whenever we plan something, it must be according to the rules of Allah. Whenever we when we are saying words, we must be aware that Allah is hearing all what we are saying, and we must be sure that what Allah is hearing or what Allah knows about us is something good, because all of this will be recorded for us, and we will be actually questioned by Allah, and we will stand in front of Allah, and Allah will mention to us, did you recite that verse of the Quran from Surah number 58, verse number 7, regarding the fact that I am with every one of you, even in your private conversations? So why during your private conversations you were under the impression that so long you are hiding from the other people, you can be also be hidden from Allah the Almighty? This never happened. This can't happen. Allah is with us all the time. We must remember this fact, and we must all the time do what Allah what Allah commanded us to do. Actually, sisters, the knowledge of Allah the Almighty about the mankind is unlimited. Allah knows about us everything. Allah knows our secrets. Allah knows our plans. Allah knows our intentions. Allah knows the movements of our eyes. Okay, so as believers in the knowledge of Allah, we must all the time keep this fact in our hearts. Inshallah, with these classes, we will learn how to get the benefit of these facts regarding the knowledge of Allah. But now we will continue learning about the knowledge of Allah, and we will start to learn about the unseen. In order to know what is the unseen, we will start reciting from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 7, verse number 59. Actually, we will start to learn about the unseen from Surah number 6, verse number 59. Surah number 6.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ.
And with him are the keys of the unseen. None knows them except him, Allah. And he knows what is on the land and in the sea. Not a leaf falls but that Allah knows it, and no grain is there within the darkness of the earth, and no moist or dry thing but that is written in a clear record. So again, sisters, we will start by the first part of this verse of the Quran, and with Allah are the keys of the unseen. What is the meaning of the unseen in the Holy Quran? Because this is the word of Al-Ghaib, the Arabic word. What is the meaning of Al-Ghaib? The unseen is what is lying behind the reach of the human perception. What is lying behind the reach of the human perception? Regarding the keys of the unseen, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the keys of the unseen are five. None knows them but Allah. Number one, none knows when the hour will be established but Allah. Number two, none knows when it will rain but Allah. Number three, none knows what is in the womb but Allah. Number four, none knows what will happen tomorrow but Allah. And number five, none knows where he will die but Allah. This is the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is based on Surah number 31, Surah Luqman, verse number 34, where Allah mentioned the five keys of the unseen. Surah number 31, verse number 34. Surah number 31, verse number 34.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna Allah 'indahu 'ilmu as-sa'ati wa yunazzilu al-ghaytha wa ya'lamu ma fil arham. Wa ma tadri nafsun ma dha taksibu ghada. Wa ma tadri nafsun bi ayyi ardin tamut. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ.
Indeed, Allah alone has the knowledge of the hour and sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs, and no soul perceives what it will earn tomorrow, and no soul perceives in what land it will die. Indeed, Allah is knowing and aware. Inshallah, in this class and in the next class, we will learn in full details about the meaning of this verse of the Quran, because inshallah, when we believe from the depth of the heart regarding the keys of the unseen, we will feel how great is the knowledge of Allah, and inshallah, this fact, the greatness of the knowledge of Allah, will be very beneficial for us in our worldly life, as we will learn inshallah from the coming classes. So let us now learn in details about the keys of the unseen. Number one, in this verse of the Quran, Allah mentioned five keys. So why they are called keys? Okay, they are called keys because they are keys for what is behind them. So according to the scholars, number one, the hour. The hour is the key of the day of resurrection and the hereafter. The hour is the key of the day of resurrection and the hereafter. Second, the rain. The rain is the key of the life on the earth. As Allah mentioned this fact in Surah number 21, verse number 30, we will learn now that the rain is the key of the life on the earth from Surah number 21, Surah Al-Rum, verse number 30. Surah number.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولم يرى الذين كفروا أن السماوات والأرض كانتا رتقا ففتقناهما وجعلنا من الماء كل شيء حي أفلا يؤمنون.
Allah the Almighty is informing us in this verse of the Quran, and we have made from water everything living, will they not then believe? So this is the proof that the rain is the key of the life on the earth. Surah number 21, verse number 30. We will learn now about the third key of the unseen, which is in the wombs. This is the lamp of the flesh in the womb, which is the key of the life of mankind. The lamp of the flesh is the key of the life of mankind. It is the third key. The fourth key is what he will earn tomorrow is the key of the future. Allah knows what every one of us will earn tomorrow, and this is the key of the future of every one of us. It is only with Allah. And the fifth key of the unseen, which is only with Allah, is what land he will die. Where every one of us will die, only Allah knows. This is the key of the death, which is related to time and the place. Actually, we'll learn in details about these five keys of the unseen. It is clear that believing in the keys of the unseen means the belief that our lives, death, resurrection, final destination are only known to Allah. Allah knows all the future, and the knowledge of Allah covers everything in the world. Actually, this is a fact which we need to reflect on and to have it clear for every one of us. The belief that the keys of all that in the universe is known and planned by Allah, and also the hour, to say the day of resurrection, our final destination, the eternal one, is also known and controlled by none but Allah. This is a fact which makes the heart realize the following. Number one, the majesty and unity and power of Allah. Number two, the weakness, helpless and need of the mankind. Number three, the continuous need of mankind to Allah day and night. Number four, the great blessings of being guided by Allah. Number five, the security and trust which mankind never feel except through the bond with the one who knows and controls their life. Let us now reflect on the keys of the unseen, inshallah. We will start by the first key of the unseen, which is the hour. We need to know some fundamental facts related to the hour, and we will start by recitation from Surah number 7, verse number 187 and 188, in order to know about the hour, which is the key of the day of resurrection and our final destination.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها، قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو، ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة إلا بغتة. يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها، قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. قل لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله، ولو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير وما مسني السوء، إن أنا إلا نذير وبشير لقوم يؤمنون.
صدق الله العظيم. They ask you, O Muhammad, about the hour. When is its arrival? Say, its knowledge is only with my Lord. None will reveal its time except him. It lays heavily upon the heavens and the earth. It will not come upon you except in unexpected time. They ask you as if you are familiar with it. Say, its knowledge is only with Allah, but most of the people don't know. Say, I hold not for myself the power of benefit or harm except what Allah has willed. And if I knew the unseen, I could have acquired much wealth and no harm would have touched me. I am not except a warner and a bringer of good tidings to a people who believe. In this verse of the Quran, actually, sisters, we must know that these two verses of the Quran were revealed in Mecca, where the Arab idol worshippers, they were asking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the last hour, because they used to deny it and discount its coming. So they asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about its appointed term and when the end of the world will begin. Allah commanded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when asked about the appointed term of the hour, to refer it to the knowledge of Allah, the Exalted. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified to them the fact that he doesn't know anything about the hour, as he mentioned that if he had the will and the power to benefit himself or to remove the harm, okay, he will do it. But he can't, because everything is done by the will of Allah. And if Prophet Muhammad has actually the power to know the unseen, he will acquire much health and no harm would touch him. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam clarified to everyone that he is not except a warner and a bringer of the good tidings to a people who believe. He doesn't know anything about the hour. The hour is only to Allah. We will recite again now about the hour from Surah number 33, verse number 63. Surah number 33. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 33 verse number 60.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألك الناس عن الساعة، قل إنما علمها عند الله، وما يدريك لعل الساعة تكون قريبا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. People ask you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning the hour. Say, knowledge of it is only with Allah. And what may make you perceive, perhaps the hour is near. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my sending and the hour are like this. And he joined his index and middle finger. Yet, he was commanded to mention that the knowledge of the hour is only to Allah. Okay? But if we try to imagine that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this hadith more than 1,436 years, and at that time he mentioned that his sending, and the hour are very close to each other, like the index and the middle finger. So now it is 1,436 years, so this is the proof that the hour is so close to us. Okay, and we must actually prepare ourselves for the hour. Now we will recite again from Surah number 79, verse from 42 to 46, to know about the hour. Then we will learn an answer for a very important question regarding the hour. We will recite now from Surah number 79, from verse 42 to 46.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها فيما أنت من ذكراها إلى ربك منتهاها إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبسوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها.
سبحان الله. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the hour, when is its arrival? In what position are you that you should mention it to your Lord? Is it finality? You are only a warner for those who fear it. It will be on the day they see it as though they had not remained in the world except for an afternoon or a morning thereof. Actually, these verses of the Quran, five verses of the Quran, is enough for everyone who has a mind, or he can reflect on the facts of this worldly life. Allah the Almighty is clarifying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that anyone who asks you who is aware to know when the hour, just mention to him that only Allah knows about the hour. Okay? And regarding you, O Muhammad, you are only a warner, not for everyone. Prophet Muhammad is a warner for those whom they fear Allah, whom they have heart, whom they have a belief, whom they are true believers in the oneness of Allah. Those are the only ones whom they get the benefit of the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah is sending for every one of us actually a warning, a very clear warning. Everyone has a curiosity to know when is the hour, when is the hour, when is the hour. So Allah the Almighty is sending a message to every one of us, hold on. When the hour will arrive, okay, you will feel that you just remained on this worldly life just an afternoon or a morning. This means that all your life will be equal to few hours. This means that we didn't do anything good in our worldly life. We don't have any benefit from our worldly life. Now I am facing the hour. Now I will be questioned by Allah about all the good deeds. If I look back, it was just an afternoon. I didn't do any good deeds, or very little good deeds, but I have a lot of sins. So actually, sister, this is the reality of the hour. And now we will answer a very important question. You have a question.
So what that means is that it's not the span of the life, it's how much good you did in the life that's counting here?
Allah is clarifying that. Number one, it is the span of the life. Okay, you will feel that you didn't stay long in this worldly life. I just stayed very short time. My life was very short. Okay, this is number one. And also at that time, we are supposed to remember our deeds, because now I will be questioned by Allah, and I am hoping that, you know, I lived longer time so that I have a lot of good deeds. And Allah knows the best. The question which actually we will answer it now is related to Surah number 20, Surah Taha, verse number 15 and 16. What is the message? What is the benefit of the message which is related to the timing of the hour? What is the benefit of that message that Allah is keeping the timing of the hour to him only? Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't know about the timing of the hour. The answer is from Surah number 20, verse number 15 and 16.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
suppose we all knew that there will be, for example, in June 2016, okay? So I will enjoy the worldly life to the maximum until May 2016, 1 month before the hour. Then all the Muslims will go to Mecca. And all of them will do Umrah. And all of them will sleep in Mecca until the hour. Okay? During 1 month, they will keep on asking Allah forgiveness day and night. They will pray day and night. They will fast day and night. They will give money day and night. Okay, so that when the hour will come, inshallah, this means that, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they did a lot of good deeds in 1 month, and these good deeds, inshallah, are enough for Allah, because they don't know who is Allah. They are playing the game, which they are playing with the rest of the human being in this, the deceiving game. Okay, so they are under the impression that as I can deceive Ghada, I can, astaghfirullah, may Allah forgive me, deceive Allah. I will enjoy everything, I will do everything, I will lie, I will steal, I will do whatever I want to do. Then, for 1 month, I will be the best, rightest human being on the earth, calling on Allah to forgive me day and night. Inshallah, I will be forgiven. Inshallah, the paradise will be my destination. So Allah the Almighty, who created us, and He who knows everything about us, He who knows our intentions, and who knows our secrets, out of His knowledge, He made the time of the hour not to be known except to Him, so that every one of us will clarify His reality. If I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, I will obey the commands of Allah day and night until the time of my death. I will never ask about the hour, because this is none of my business. My business is my time which I am living in this worldly life. And I will be all the time afraid, and I will be all the time living the feeling of fear of Allah. Because maybe the hour will come at any time and I will not be ready for it, because I am a believer in the hour and I am a believer in the knowledge of Allah the Almighty. This is a very important fact, and Allah the Almighty is sending to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to every one of us, don't let anyone who doesn't believe in the hour to deceive you and to make you to be away from the right way, because you will be the one who will be actually a true loser if you don't prepare yourself for the hour. We will make the dua and we will continue the keys of the unseen next week, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد آله وصحبه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our hearts firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.